The revised budget, as approved by a 10-to-1 margin, does increase expenditures by some $8 million. But the additions are almost entirely ones put forward by Mayor Sullivan or suggestions he incorporated into the administration's substitute version. At the same time as the mayor proposed additions, the revised budget also contained over $6.5 million toward property tax relief. The more than $14 million comes from a reserve of sorts the administration says it's now willing to use. Some, like Catherine Hicks, said during the public testimony, it all should go toward property tax relief.
This is our money. We should get the whole budget back. Even the IRS gives us back our, if we overpay our taxes, they give it back to us. And that's, I mean, my God, if the IRS can do it, at least you guys can do it.
Linda Callen felt the opposite about that money. Callen wanted the city to drop the requirement that the school district now pay to use Park and Recreation Department trails and facilities. To cover the expense, the district is charging the students.
My property taxes are already paying for the trails and the municipal facilities like Kincaid Park. So now, because the muni is going to charge them fees for those facilities, then I'm going to be paying not only the taxes for those facilities, but the fees to the school district because they can't afford it. In other words, as a taxpayer, I'm paying twice.
Callen also requested that the municipality not charge the school district $495,000 for sending out property tax notices. The administration says the amount represents the district's fair share of the cost. Neither proposal received majority support. In what became a familiar pattern, the Park and Recreation Amendment was defeated 6-5. Ernie Hall, Bill Starr, Adam Tromley, Jennifer Johnston, Chris Birch and Chair Debbie Osiander voting against. Harriet Drummond, Paul Honeman, Pat Flynn, Elvie Gray Jackson, and Dick Traney in support. The tax notice proposal fell by a 7-4 margin. Also defeated, funding support for the upcoming Neighborhood USA conference, suspension of registration fees for machine guns and silencers, $7,500 to the Ombudsman Office for computers and a copier, over $200,000 for a new computer program for the Municipal Clerk's Office, and $65,000 to reinstate Bus Route 45 through Mountain View. The successful amendments were $70,000 to extend the Fairview Recreation Center hours and $50,000 for asbestos removal and renovation of the train engine on the Delaney Park Strip. The revised budget also contained $610,000 for a police academy, with $215,000 now to come from forfeiture money given the city by the federal government. Hall, who often takes a moderate role in assembly issues, last night voted solidly with the majority. At the midpoint in the budget debate, he explained his stance based on his neighborhood gas station observations.
People that I've seen go in there making purchases now are struggling, I mean struggling, to buy a couple of 3 gallons worth of gas. I see people go in and run 4 or 5 credit cards to finally find one that will actually be able to take a charge.
The revised municipal budget total is around $443 million. According to Cheryl Fraskett, director of the Office of Management and Budget, the amount represents an increase from 2010 on the assessed valuation per $100,000 of $8 for the school district and $13 for the municipality. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.